Welcome to another DBM Academy podcast, where we break down big ideas and specific action we can take in the amazing world of blockchain and digital assets. I'm your host, John, and with me is my co-host, Sarah.
Hey, John. So today we're tackling a heavy hitter, a book that's been called both prophetic and deeply controversial, The Sovereign Individual: Mastering the Transition to the Information Age, written back in 1997 by James Dale Davidson and Lord William Rees-Mogg.
It's a fascinating read, especially now in 2025. The core idea is that history is driven by shifts and the logic of violence. Basically, who can use force and how? The authors argue that humanity has gone through three major phases: the hunter-gatherer age, the agricultural age, and the industrial age. And now, we're well into the middle of the latest seismic shift, the information age.
Right, and each shift completely changes how society is organized. In the industrial age, power was centralized. You had massive factories, huge armies, and the nation-state was the ultimate landlord. Governments had a monopoly on force and could easily tax physical assets and the income of a geographically fixed workforce.
But the book's explosive prediction is that the information age completely upends that model. As wealth becomes digital, ideas, software, intellectual property, and now digital assets and cryptocurrencies, it's no longer tied to a physical place. It can exist anywhere, on a server, in the cloud, on a blockchain. In turn, we the people are able to own and earn income from any combination of globally interconnected activities.
Exactly. It's powerful for those who have seen this transition and acted on it early. And that's the crux of their argument for the decline of the nation-state. Suddenly, governments can't easily tax or control their most productive citizens anymore. If a government becomes too demanding, these individuals can just move or even leave. They can move their assets and themselves to a more favorable jurisdiction.
That's right. This gives rise to their central figure, the sovereign individual. This isn't just someone who works remotely. It's a new class of cognitive elite who are no longer citizens in the traditional sense. They become customers of governments. They shop around for the best services, low taxes, good infrastructure, personal security, and treat nations like corporations competing for their business. These citizens are aware of how to be self-sovereign and even become their own bank, owning digital energy in the form of assets that are on a globally connected balance sheet.
It's a radical movement. You're no longer Liam, the British citizen. You're Liam, a global resident whose assets are domiciled on chain and who is currently living in Lisbon because the tax benefits are good this year. The loyalty is to oneself and one's capital, not to a flag or a birthplace.
And the predictions they made back in 97 are genuinely startling. Now we're in 2025. They essentially foresaw the rise of digital non-governmental money, what we now know as cryptocurrency. They predicted that nation states would lose their monopoly on currency creation. They talked about cyber warfare and the rise of non-state actors using technology to project power. Think Tesla, Nvidia, and Palantir today.
They even predicted the decline of traditional media and the rise of individualized news streams, which is precisely the world we live in now. But we have to talk about the darker side of this vision, John. It's not all remote work from a beach in Bali.
That's true. The book doesn't shy away from the negative consequences. It predicts a massive increase in inequality. You'll have this mobile, wealthy elite of sovereign individuals on the one side, and on the other, the vast majority of people who are tied to a specific location and are left behind to bear the tax burden to support a crumbling legacy welfare state, all under the assumption the system will continue to meet their needs for life as it did for prior generations when centralized welfare was affordable.
It's a pretty bleak outlook for the average person who is not paying attention to the alternative, especially since 2008. The social contract as we know it completely erodes. If the wealthy are no longer paying significant taxes, who pays for hospitals, schools, roads, and social safety nets? The authors argue these things will either be privatized or simply disappear for many.
They also predict a rising crime and instability. As the power of the nation-state wanes, it creates a vacuum. They argue this could lead to the rise of private security forces, criminal organizations, and a general breakdown of order in regions that can't adapt.
So you're left with a world of hypermobile, untethered elites living in fortified enclaves while everyone else faces a decline in public services and security. It's a vision that many critics find deeply dystopian, a kind of techno-libertarian feudalism.
Absolutely. But whether you see it as a blueprint for liberation or a warning of dystopia, you can't deny how relevant it feels today. The global debate around crypto regulation, the rise of digital nomads, the gig economy, political polarization, it all feels like it was lifted straight from the pages of this book.
It really does. The sovereign individual doesn't give you easy answers. It just presents a stark, logical argument. The digital revolution will change the nature of power as profoundly as the agricultural and industrial revolutions did. The final question it leaves you with is, are you prepared to be a sovereign individual, or will you be one of the people left behind? DBM, of course, spotted this societal shift over a decade ago. Hence, we do what we can to help as many ordinary people as we can realize the issue, gain the education necessary, and then, crucially, take action on building assets that grow as you move through life.
Absolutely, Sarah. It's not a doom story, and there is absolutely a way to protect yourself, your family, and those around you. As this fourth turning transpires, as ever, get ahead of the curve in what is now a proven wealth transfer by helping each other build a base on which to secure a future you are in control of. The days of being 100% dependent on bosses, banks, and governments are over. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of the DBM podcast. Be sure to take action every day on your digital business using the resources and expertise the DBM team provides. See you next time, and go make a difference.